93.9 WKYS, number one for hip-hop and R&B in the DMV. Britt's here. She's got a look at the news. What's going on, Britt?
Well, Russ, the suspect in the disappearance of the University of Virginia student Hannah Graham is in custody. Jesse Matthew was arrested yesterday in Galveston, Texas. His lawyer wants the media to leave the suspect's family alone. Police say that Matthew is the last person to be seen with Graham in the early morning of September 13th. There's an arrest in a Southeast D.C. murder. 28-year-old Melvin George of Oxon Hill severely beat 46-year-old Jeffrey Coleman of Hyattsville back in May. Coleman recently died of his injuries on September 18th. George was taken into custody yesterday. As part of a six-month program, more than 160 D.C. police officers will wear cameras that record them performing their duties. The $1 million program is done to increase safety for officers and the public and cut down on internal investigations. Maryland health officials are confirming the presence of enterovirus in the state. They said the virus has been associated with respiratory infections in children across the U.S. Parents of football players at a Montgomery County school are furious after boys suffered first and second degree burns from a cleaning agent. 15 players at Springbrook High got burns and rashes after practice. One student was even hospitalized for 3 days when his burns became infected. A chemical cleaner meant for only the floor and walls was used on their lockers, football pads, and helmets, and practice went on for 3 hours despite the boys complaining of a burning sensation. And a man in Albuquerque learned that sometimes when you forget something, it's best to leave it behind. 40-year-old David Ong is in custody for allegedly leaving nearly 140 pounds of marijuana in the trunk of a rental car. When he returned to get his weed, he was arrested. I'm Britt, and that's your KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to news1.com.